sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Randy Walker, the mailman, listening on the Simple Radio app to the show today, as he does every single day when he's out on his mail route, listens to the show, texts me sometimes when I tick him off enough or get him excited about something. Well, today is his last day on his mail route. He is retiring and is excited, I am sure. Congratulations, sir. How many years of service? I've got a good friend, Craig, at the post office there in Traverse City on Barlow Street. He's been planning to retire for a while, and they keep delaying and pushing it back because they can't train up people, replacements for him. And I saw him the other day, and I'm like, dude, what are you still doing here? You told me you were retiring a couple of months ago. He's like, yeah, they keep ringing me back in and the work in the counter, and he's a good guy. Greatly appreciate Craig down there in Traverse City. But 14 years, Randy just said. So appreciate it, sir. Congratulations. Good for you. And you'll be able to absolutely enjoy that retirement with your new wife, Teresa, and congratulations, dude. Can't wait. You're going to be one of our range safety officers at the Fun Shoot Pig Roast on Saturday, July 19th. I got you in the book. Brett and Tammy, Chris Holtz from Traverse City. We're going to be training the kids on firearm safety and teaching the children. These are 12 and under, absolutely free. Some teenagers, if they'd like. Some elderly people. I've even been told, I've got a lady, she said, Randy, I've never shot a gun in my life. I heard you talking about it, and I've talked to my husband, and we're going to come to your event, and I want to be trained on how to shoot a gun. Her husband's a shooter, but she won't listen to him. She doesn't want to be trained firearm safety by her husband. She wants somebody else to do it. So I understand. I understand totally. I understand. That's why Brett Gooding trained Vicky for her CPL license, and he took her to the gun range, and he instructed her on how to shoot. Vicky had already known how to shoot for years, but he trained her for her CPL, so we're excited, absolutely. If you'd like to attend our Fun Shoot Pig Roast, it's Saturday, July 19th, the third Saturday in July, and it's going to be from noon until 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. We've reserved Richard Davis's compound, and we're excited. The gates will open at noon. The gun ranges will be open as soon as you get there. Park your car, take your firearms and your ammo, go to the long rifles if you want to sight in your deer rifles. We're going to have 50-yard targets and 100-yard targets set up, as well as handguns. They're going to do a pin shoot for us this year. They'll have the bowling pins set up. You can knock down bowling pins with your handgun, see how good a shot you are. And also, the short range we're going to have set up for 22s. Handguns and long rifles, teaching the young ones firearm safety, and then have them shoot a 22 handgun and a 22 rifle. So we're excited. It's going to be a blast. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord is smoking the pork for us. Going to bring it over and serve it up to us hot right from Gaylord, where it's going to be smoked with cherry wood. And we're excited. We'll have all the fixings. We're going to have music. Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge is going to be there. Come get your Trump gear. It's going to be a blast. Text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. Two words, Fun Shoot, Pig Roast. Short break, a word from responses. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two here on this absolutely fantastic, terrific Thursday, May 29th. Joining us on the show right now is Jonathan Deek, Institute for Family Justice, is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, Jonathan, I wanted to talk with you today As we've been having you on the show for the last few weeks, more and more people contacting me after our interviews, looking for your contact phone number, your website, Institute4FJ.com, Institute for Family Justice. A couple of questions have come up, and I want you to address it this morning because I think there's maybe perhaps some misconception out there about your institute and what you guys are hoping to accomplish as we're talking about some pretty serious matters when it comes to custody of children, the divorces that are happening, husbands and wives decide to divorce, there's children involved, it goes through the divorce process, and ultimately, sometimes, most of the times, friend of the court gets involved, and that's a whole different, separate thing compared to a just mom and dad breaking up and the kids. They get involved in this friend of the court system, and it can vastly change the dynamics of the relationships with the parents and the children and the parents and each other. So I wanted to talk to you first, right out of the gate. You're not an attorney, correct?
No, I'm not an attorney.
Okay, very good. That's number one. Number two, since you're not an attorney, you're not actually advising people, giving legal advice to people. You're simply explaining to them the experiences that you and many of your board members have had over the years in dealing with the friend of the court, things that you've studied, things that you've researched, different things that you've learned personally in going through this in your own life. This is basically all you're doing is sharing information that you and your members have learned and gone through yourself in the process. Explain to the audience exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so it's actually a three-tier plan that I'm working towards. Right now we're only doing the first tier, which is just peer support, where we bring parents together that are going through this so they can support each other and knowing what's worked, what hasn't worked for them on an individual basis and what their pitfalls have been or maybe, and you know, really counseling each other to help us through like the most difficult thing it is we go through. In addition to that, you know, we also do a bunch of legal research. So if somebody's getting into this, you know, and they don't know what's going on, we can show them what the rules of court are and point them to them and be like, well, this is what you need to read. If they say, oh, well, I have this and I don't know how soon I have to file it, we'll go and pull up the rule of court and we'll help them read it and they can read it for themselves and they can know they might have 10 days or 21 days to respond. And so we do give like, you know, educational assistance and such that we help them find the rules of court specifically and help them read them.
Now, on that point, there's a lot of times young people especially, they get married too young, they have children. Well, they don't make a lot of money and they really can't even afford an attorney necessarily to even file the divorce. They've been told, well, you can file it on your own if you guys agree on things. You can try to go that route, but you need an attorney maybe to file the actual paperwork or whatever. This is the kind of information that you can explain to people, especially if they can't afford to hire an attorney and deal with the court system, deal with friend of the court. This is basically what you're talking about when you say support and basically providing information, correct?
Yeah, we absolutely help people. We have a database that we're building, which helps you direct you to every court county's free legal resources. So just about every state and every county have some kind of forms, some kind of do-it-yourself packet. And so we help people find those packets so that they can know where the forms are that are pre-made by the court so that they can fill them out to make it easier on themselves. And eventually, we're going to take this to another level. You know, I'm currently going to Harvard. I'm going to get my law degree. And I'm putting together a plan. So eventually, once I get enough funding or I get my license to practice law, whichever happens first, is we're going to be providing pro bono appellate representation. You know, ideally, I get the funding sooner than later. And I'm going to hire some lawyers. And there's certain very key issues that need to be litigated inside of the family court. And we're going to provide pro bono appellate representation to take those to the Supreme Court.
Now, in that process, are you trying to focus mostly because of your life experience in dealing with your divorce and your children, custody and things like that? Are you guys trying to focus most of your activities here in the state of Michigan, or are you also trying to do this in other states around the country?
Oh, we're trying to do this in every state, you know. I mean, I definitely have a personal attachment to Michigan and what's going on here. And so there's absolutely going to be some stuff going on here. But, you know, this is a national issue. This is a worldwide issue. And so we have very specific things that we're looking to litigate, which aren't just things that affected my case, but are affecting everybody's case. Certain pitfalls that were created when the friend of the court, the child custody laws were created, that need to be addressed so that this can operate more effectively.
Sure. Now, I do want to mention the website again, I4institute4fj.com. Right at the top, there's a phone number. If you'd like to get a hold of Jonathan or any of the other board members, 231-330-6825. You also have an email, is info at the website, I4fj.com. But most importantly, there's a P.O. Box, 555 Wolverine, Michigan, 49799 is your mailing address. And if somebody's listening and they want to send you $10 or $5 or whatever as a donation, explain how the Institute for Family Justice is set up with regards to what type of organization it is, whether it's a profit, for-profit, non-profit. And can folks, if they choose to donate, Jonathan, is this something that is tax-deductible for people?
Yeah, so we did register with the state of Michigan. We had to do that first as a nonprofit, and then we went to the IRS and got our tax ID number, and we're going to be filing the 1023 form and getting our determination letter back once the IRS processes the paperwork. And so we're on the last leg of the processing. According to the IRS, we can already take donations, and the people that donate would just be dependent upon or relying upon the fact that we're going to get that determination letter back from the IRS in due time.
Okay, and then at that point, those donations would be tax deductible. Is that the goal?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're just waiting on the 1023/determination letter from the IRS, which is the very last phase. And I'm currently told it takes about 6 months for that determination letter to come back.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Now, one other thing that a couple of people reached out to me about is they were unclear, and I want to make sure you explain this to people. This is not something that is done statewide. The friend of the court in each jurisdiction is done locally at the county level. Explain that process.
Yeah, well, it's just how the fundamental aspects of how government works, you know. There's no single state court to litigate all of your civil and criminal matters. Every county has its own court. Every own county has its own judges and prosecutors. And so because every county has people that get married and have children, every county has its own office for administering divorce and child custody issues. And so they call that the friend of the court. That is an arm of the circuit court of the state of Michigan, specifically tasked with creating and enforcing child support.
Now, here in Antrim County, November 5th, 2024, we had an election, and one of our judges was forced to retire based on age. And the new judge that ran, the sign said family/probate judge. So this is the type of jurisdiction you're referring to, where each county has its own probate or family judge within the court system that specifically deals with these matters. Is that also correct?
No, that is similar but not correct. Probate actually has to deal more with, like, you know, the forced removal of parental rights, the delusion of estates, and different probate matters. No, the friend of the court is different. The friend of the court is an administrative court. You have an administrative law judge. They call them referees because this guy's not really a judge. He just pretends to be a judge. They put on a persona that they're on a bench, they're dressed in the robe, but they're not actually a judge. And so a lot of parents don't realize that these people, they call them administrative law judges, because they're just a person working administrative law, and they don't even actually actually sign the orders. When you go in front of the administrative law judge, the referee, they make a recommendation to the circuit court judge. And if you don't object to it, the circuit court judge will just sign it and it becomes an order. And so if you have a problem with what's going on in the friend of the court and you don't like what happened, you can actually appeal that friend of the court referee recommendation, and you can get a de novo review inside of the circuit court. And a de novo review means you go and relitigate the whole thing, which actually can be very beneficial, because if you go into and have your hearing inside of the friend of the court and that person brings in a whole bunch of hearsay and a bunch of lies and lack of evidence, then you go for your de novo review. It's effectively a deposition, such that you know exactly what they're going to say, you know what evidence to bring to counteract their argument, and then you just help bring it to the circuit court judge and you say, these are all lies, here's the evidence, I want you to rule differently.
Ah, very good. So it is a, could be a two-step process. If people contact you and learn this process, learn this information, then they'd be better prepared to even be able to do this themselves, represent themselves in front of the judge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a company that I work with that I get a referral bonus from called Jurisdictionary. And I highly recommend any parent trying to do this, whether with an attorney or for themselves, go and take the Jurisdictionary program. And this teaches them the fundamentals of civil court litigation and basically prepares them to be a lawyer in a very short amount of time.
Wow. Amazing. Well, again, the website, folks, I had a couple of people text me already. Again, it's Institute for Family Justice. I4FJ.com is the website, and the phone number 231-360-6825, PO Box 555, Wolverine, Michigan 49799. If you want this information, just text me family. I've already set up a folder in my phone. If you text me family, I will send you the link directly to this website with the phone number, the email address, and then the post office box for donations that people can donate to and hopefully get some funding. Now, you said this is the first step in the process. The second step, you're beginning to go to Harvard to get your law degree. One of the things, ultimately, the final step is, what's the plan? What's the big picture here? What ultimately would you like to see the Institute be able to do in the future?
Absolutely. The number one most important issue that I want to take to the Supreme Court is the right to representation, because children are being denied access to their parents and parents are being denied access to their children based upon this pseudo crime of not being a good enough parent. And if they're going to deprive you of that fundamental liberty interest, that First Amendment right of association, and you can't afford an attorney, the court should absolutely provide you for one. There's no reason a child should be denied access to their parent because their parent didn't have enough money to pay the exorbitant legal fees that this can end up costing.
Ultimately, the goal, and you believe this is going to have to go through the lower courts, the appellate process. You believe this may have to go all the way to the United States Supreme Court.
Absolutely. It's the same thing we had to do for criminal cases to get that. You know, we'll have to do the exact same thing, and we have to show that, you know, that we have to raise the claim in the lower courts, file the appeal process all the way to the Supreme Court, and get them to take certiorari such that they will review this constitutional question. And ideally, they will say, yes, absolutely, parents should be afforded representation if they're going to be denied their fundamental liberty interest in the care, custody, and control of their children.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Well, it's a big goal, it's a big mission, and it's going to take a lot of money to get that to the United States Supreme Court. Hopefully, over time, you'll be able to finish your degree and finish your law school and become an attorney. And who knows, maybe you might have to get an associate attorney to take you there, but be able to argue in front of the Supreme Court over this issue sometime down the road. That's a huge goal, buddy. I got to praise you that this is good work you're doing, and I appreciate you coming on and talking about it today.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading